Chairman, I would like first of all to react, and I thank the panel for this for their interventions, and which is very important to start to kick off the work of this GGE, because we first of all want to understand the capacity of what we're talking about, which are these weapons, this technology that we're talking about. It is true that for all sorts of technologies, they could have multiple use. And the development of technology is something we cannot stop, that will go on. What is the problem with technology is the application. I mean, how do we apply these technologies? And in the case of what we're talking about, which is actually as weapon system, I think the question which has come out quite clearly that, and I think one of the panelists made reference to the potential, for harm, which should be one consideration that goes into it. But as you were saying this, I get the impression that as far as the development of these technologies are going, we are nowhere near, according to you, technologically, and having a technology that one could trust and trust with dealing with human lives, with dealing with human rights, with also dealing with being in conformity with the international humanitarian laws. Because we are at a point where we are saying that these machines have a lot of power. I get a feeling from all of the panelists that we are not there where we could entrust the lives of human beings to these machines. It's okay if you have an artificial intelligence system that is a vacuum cleaner. If it fails, it fails. Nobody dies, it doesn't matter. But when you're talking about human lives, you have to think about what happens when it fails. What is the margin of error that these machines have? And how do you then safeguard that when these machines, when there are errors in these machines and they take human lives, how do you justify that? And I think the reference to these machines as weapons of mass destruction is also very, very good that we are hearing about this. So it would set our minds thinking. Again, when we go to the next step, what are we talking about? We are talking about giving autonomy to machines that are going to be taking responsibility for taking lives. I know that we say that we are not in the Human Rights Council, but for me, the thing that always concerns me is that whatever machine that is going to be given a responsibility to take human lives is something which we have to look at. In fact, in my opinion, and this is justified by what we had the panel saying, is that these machines should never be made to exist. Machines that would take decisions to take human lives should never be made to exist. And we have to look at it in that light. I think the interventions we have gotten, in fact, lead to that direction. We are not yet there. And even if we are moving towards that, we have to think seriously as to what happens with these, of how we enable these machines to develop until to a point where we can entrust them the lives of human beings to them. The other thing also is, I think which was mentioned by one of the panelists, is the possibility also of cyber attacks. And what is going to happen? There'll be cyber warfare, these machines would be attacked, and then they can malfunction, and who then takes responsibility? So I think it's very good that we are starting with the technical elements, which I think should inform. In the past, we have had arguments that these machines are cost-effective, they would be cost-economic. They would also be, the machines do not have the emotions of human beings. We've had all sorts of things in the discussions of this. But I think now that we are in a formal setting, we have to think seriously about this and put all the elements at our disposal in terms of the IHL, the Martins Clause, all of this should come into the equation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.